A second very important demographic trend is the fact that our population is aging, and that aging process is accelerating. Our biggest population cohort right now is the baby boomers. And the baby boomers have been driving our economy for a while now and are going to continue to have a huge impact. But our baby boomers are clearly getting to the point to where they're retiring, they're stepping out of the workforce. This group is going to be so large that they're actually going to swamp the number of children that we have in the country. As they leave the workforce, it's going to have an impact on our working age population, so much so that our working age population is growth is going to fall in half. Now, what does that mean? Why do we care? Well, this is the group, the working age population, that's going to drive the economy. It's the group that's going to have to support both the retirees, the baby boomers, and the children. We are thinking about, okay, what does it mean, for example, for consumer spending? Obviously, if this working age population is smaller, there's probably going to be less consumption. Again, that's going to impact the economy and the growth of the economy. One thing we know about the aging of our population is the fact that as people get older, they tend to consume less, they spend less money, and the majority of what they're spending is being spent on health-related expenditures. Again, that has implications for our economy, and it has implications for the real estate market in terms of the kinds of real estate that might benefit from that. And then the final demographic trend that I want to mention today is this idea of a dependency ratio. And some of you are probably thinking, well, what in the world is that? It's a measure that tries to capture the burden that the young and the older makeup of our economy has on the working age population. And the big driver of the dependency ratio is right now is the retirees. And the fact now that as more and more people retire, not only do the working age population have to worry about taking care of their children, but many of them are left in a situation where they've got to take care of their retiring parents as well. And this puts a lot of financial pressure on them. It puts pressure on their ability to spend freely on other things and drive our economy. So this is happening. It's going to be happening over the next 10, 20 years and beyond, and it's going to have a huge impact. Now, it means that consumption will be affected, and it's going to put pressure on our government and government spending, because as the number of retirees increase, the baby boomer cohort is going to put a lot of pressure on our government to provide health care and retiree benefits. And when you throw on top of that what we've just been through with COVID and the government stepping in and providing liquidity to the market, and the fact that they're looking at possibly doing that again, this suggests to me anyway that the probability of a tax increase is extremely high and getting higher by the minute. So that certainly can impact our economy and the real estate market as well. Now, so against that backdrop of what I would call a slow growth environment, it shouldn't be surprising that as we look at long-term bonds, we see that the long-term bond rate has been declining significantly for a long time now. As a matter of fact, over the last four decades, we continue to see that the peaks and the trough continue to get lower and lower. And if you throw the what the government's been doing with COVID-19 and trying to stimulate the economy by keeping the rates low. It's no surprising they are where they are now. If you look at, and I looked at where the 10-year Treasury is right now, it's roughly at 0.68%. That's well below the long-term average of 4.43%. So the rates are very low. A lot of people think that the 10-year Treasury rate, which is, by the way, something that we look at when we think about the pricing of real estate, a lot of people think that the Fed controls this rate. But the Fed controls and certainly have been manipulating the federal funds rate, which is now set at 0 to 0.25%. The market actually controls the long-term government bond yields. In other words, the price is set in the market by supply and demand for these bonds. And it's not surprising that a lot of capital has been flowing into these bonds and demanding these bonds for safe harbor reasons. A lot of people from around the world are worried about uncertainty, and they view this as a safe investment. So the government, when they sell these bonds, they have found themselves in a situation where they can offer a lower and lower rate, and it keeps their costs down, and it keeps the rates down. So it's no surprise we are where we are today.